In the name of Jesus, dear friends in Christ. Nicodemus is a man mentioned in the New Testament only in the Gospel of John, and he is identified as the man who came to Jesus at night, both in this third chapter and also in the seventh chapter. He came to Jesus at night in the security of darkness. And so it is no coincidence that Jesus says these words to Nicodemus about darkness and light. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practices evil hates the light and does not come into the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. We too fall into the trap of seeking the darkness and shunning the light. Because of the darkness of our own sinful natures, we flee to the false refuge of the darkness of our own righteousness, which is no righteousness at all. How many times in our own relationships, in our own lives, haven't we relied on what we ourselves can do to right a wrong? Don't we let the burden of our own guilt motivate us in attempting to rectify the consequences of our own sinful condition and actions and thoughts? And when we fail to rectify that situation, the burden of guilt rests on us. We, like Nicodemus, flee to the darkness and shun the light. And so we too need to listen to the words of Jesus to that man who came in the darkness. We need to be reminded that God who is the source of all light and goodness, God who controls everything, God who is the author and giver of all life, this God, holy, spotless, loved the world. The world which is darkened with sin, which is lost and helpless and hopeless because of its sin. The world which stands in open rebellion, blaspheming his holy name. If we live to be 100 years old, we will never be able to comprehend the glorious wonder of God's grace, in that he, as holy and righteous and just, loves a sinful, rebellious, wicked world. The contrast of light and darkness. Our gracious and merciful and holy God so loved the evil world, that is, all of the people in the world, that he gave not great kingdoms, not power, not wealth or honor or anything from creation. He gave his only begotten Son, who is as great as the Father, and yet for the sake of the world lost in darkness, willingly entered that darkness as our servant and the servant of the entire world. It doesn't stop with him entering. He not only entered our darkened world, he also entered the darkness of the depths of despair, being forsaken by his holy Father, he, the innocent Son of God. He also entered the darkness of the tomb, after suffering a humiliating death on the cross. But he burst forth in light, the light of God's glory, the light of God's glory as he conquered sin and Satan and death. It cannot be expressed any better than the inspired words of Paul. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That is truly a statement which we ourselves cannot fathom. That the innocent, perfect, beloved Son of God would be sent to become the ransom for people who openly rebel against God and willfully oppose his righteous will is beyond mortal comprehension. For the guilty and the condemned, the Blessed One, God's Son, became the ultimate curse and received the ultimate condemnation so that the guilty might be declared completely innocent. And all of this was done so that we might be free, free of sin and guilt, free from the powers of Satan and death. In short, and this we would have to say is one of the shortest, most concise statements of gospel in the entire scriptures. In short, God's love in his only begotten Son is greater than and transcends the sins of all mankind. This love engulfs and in every way conquers and destroys sin and its consequences. Since this guilt has been so freely given, this gift has been so freely given, there is only one sin which condemns, and that sin is the sin of unbelief. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. My friends, we need to apply this message, this glorious message, to ourselves. As we come to the light and stand fully exposed in thought, word, and deed, as we confess our complete unworthiness and our sin, God declares us to be absolutely perfect and righteous through the blood of his Son. There is no sin so great that God's love is not greater. There is no guilt that has not been atoned for. There is no darkness of despair and hopelessness that the light of Jesus Christ cannot dispel. There are no kingdoms or powers, nothing in hell or on earth that can separate us from that love which God showed in giving his Son, Jesus Christ. And finally, this gift is not temporal. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The work of Jesus Christ was not done in order to make us happy here on earth, to supply us with every good food and drink, with wealth and comfort and honor, riches. No, that is very insignificant. Jesus Christ, God's only begotten Son, was sent into the world to redeem the world and give everyone who believes on His name everlasting life, eternal life. All other earthly pleasures, all other earthly good cannot be compared. They are inferior to what God has given us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Eternal life in His presence, free from all darkness, eternally in God's light, the love of God. May this knowledge, which is ours through faith by the power of the Holy Spirit, empower us to have compassion on those who stand already condemned because of their unbelief. May we be used as Christ's representatives through the power of the Holy Spirit to expose sin. Not in order to condemn people, as Jesus says, God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. And yet the light of Jesus Christ exposes sin in order that those may be saved. May we point the eyes and the hearts and the minds of those to whom we minister to that light of the world. For my friends, you and I were once in darkness, but now we are light in the Lord. May we walk as children of the light. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God grant this to each of us through Jesus, our Savior. Amen.